If you were blown away last time, you better brace yourself. Bollywood romance thriller, there's no greater combo.
Or a vigorous dance routine.
Now, can you imagine a yin without a yang? Spike Lee like. Or a Milo without an Otis?
No.
Or crackers without a cheese? No.
He shoots, he scores.
Did this.
Badass song.
That's right, it's time for He Shoots, He Scores. Toby Morris, director extraordinaire, joining me in the studio. Good morning, Toby.
Morning, Mitch.
Now, you are in this studio every week at this time to involve us or invite a piece of music from film that really cuts the mustard, in your opinion. What are we going to learn about this morning?
Look, I said morning, Mitch. What I should have said is g'day.
G'day.
G'day, Mitch.
G'day, mate.
G'day, everybody. did you hear that segment that was on before this one?
Which one?
What was the one that was just on?
The song or the segment?
Yeah, look, anyway, that's not a segment. This is a segment.
I think I know which one you're talking about, Toby Morris.
Look, last Tuesday, I wasn't able to come in, Mitchie.
Uh-huh, that's right.
Because it was Australia Day.
Mm-hmm.
And so, look, Australia Day, so it's only fitting that we talk about everybody's favourite Australian film.
Yeah?
That's right, it's Crocodile Dundee.
Oh, the masterpiece.
The 1986 mega blockbuster hit. Now, I did not know this, Mitch, but apparently Crocodile Dundee is based on a true story.
What do you mean it's based on a true story?
Well, legit. It's based on the story of Rodney Ansell. Now, this guy made news headlines around the world in 1977 when he was stranded in the Northern Territory for 56 days.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd been doing a buffalo catching job in Kununurra.
Uh-huh.
And then he set out on a fishing trip and told his girlfriend, he said, "Yeah, I'll be back in a couple of months. I'm gone fishing."
As you do.
And then, I guess he was right, because then he headed off in his boat, and the boat was sunk by something big.
Something big.
So obviously probably a crocodile.
Okay, yep.
And then he went through this huge ordeal trying to find civilization again for 56 days.
Just wandering the sort of the outback.
Yeah, with like a knife, and that's it. And once he did get home, he didn't tell anybody about his ordeal for ages because he just kept it quiet. He thought it wasn't a big deal, and he didn't want to upset his mother. He thought she'd be annoyed if she found out what he'd just done.
What a good son.
And then, years later, in 1999, Rodney was killed in a shootout with the police.
What? Why?
Look, I don't know, but that part of it was not included in the film. So instead, directed by Peter Fairman, and this is only one of two films that Peter ever made.
Okay.
Yeah, the other one was a big old flop.
Okay, all right. So, as opposed to this one.
From Hero to Zero.
Mm.
Crocodile Dundee tells the tale of Sue Charlton, who's a snappy, sassy reporter from New York who travels to Walkabout Creek in the Northern Territory to do a story about the legendary Mick Dundee.
Okay.
Now, she travels all the way to Walkabout Creek, Mitch, and what does she find? He's a drunk.
He's a drunk.
This guy is a rascal. He's a classic Australian rascal. But, you know, she comes around. He saves her from a big crocodile.
Yep.
When she's in a revealing, skimpy little outfit. And so she says, "All right, maybe he's not so bad." Takes him back to New York. This is blow-by-blow account. And then all sorts of hilarity ensues. An Australian Hygiene. In New York.
Oh, talk about fish out of water.
Yeah, that doesn't belong. It would wacky combo. And the film debuted at number one on the box office charts and became an international smash hit.
Classic.
The second highest grossing film of 1986 behind only Top Gun.
Oh.
Top Gun.
That's not fair.
It's always Top Gun.
Top Gun wasn't there. This
would
be number
here.
One.
Yeah. Now, despite that, it has become the most successful Australian film of all time.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. Number one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with $47 million in Australia alone from a budget of under $10 million.
Cheap.
Very profitable.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think Mad Max Fury Road might have finally taken the mantle away, but
that's
complicated because that was American money, isn't that?
There's finer points.
Yeah, we didn't want to talk about that. Yeah. Anyway, so Paul Hogan plays Mick Dundee, and Paul was also one of the writers of the film, and he says he sort of tapped into the ideal of the classic Australian man.
Okay.
He wanted to create a folk hero
mm-hmm.
who's the Aussie guy that we all think we are, but really probably aren't.
Definitely not in this studio anyway.
No. At its heart, Mitch, though, this is just a sweet little love story. It's a film about, you know, a kind of naive Aussie guy falling in love with a beautiful American gal.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's something we can all relate to.
Definitely.
Now, there's no denying it. This is a great film. It's got crocodiles. It's got a big hunk. It's got a beautiful babe. It's got knives, pimps, boomerangs.
It's got pimps.
It's got it all, including a killer soundtrack.
Yes.
By the legendary Australian composer Peter Best.
Mm.
Now, Peter Best injected the soundtrack with just the right dose of didgeridoos and rhythm sticks to make us go, yes, Australia. And then he countered that with a healthy dose of fat bass and funk to get those American audience going, yes,
yeah.
USA,
yeah.
All right. This is cool. Now, we're in Australia, so we already know what Australian music sounds like.
That's right.
Every day. But let's hear what happens when an Australian writes some music to represent New York.
Mm.
Now, this is a track called Mick Meets New York. And guess what scene it's from? It's from the scene when Mick goes to New York. He follows Sue to the Big Apple. He's thinking, this is the gal for me.
Yep.
Gets there. She's with an American guy.
Oh, no.
Bummer. But anyway, so we have this great montage of New York life. And tell you what, Mick thinks that this must be the friendliest city in the world. He says 7 million people living together. This has got to be the nicest place in the world. But just you wait and see.
Not the case.
No, not the case. Now, after hearing this, you're going to see every New York City montage in a film. And you're going to listen to the music in that scene. And you're going to say, that's not a tune. This is a tune.
Here it is. Mick Meets New York from the film Crocodile Dundee. Toby Morris, thank you so much.